League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Dallas, people, you're stupid.
It's John and Lance.
That's stupid as crap. Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Texas Card House. Here's John Brennato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And we are celebrating the Open Championship by being out here live at East River 9. It is just a beautiful facility. I'm sitting towards the televisions, okay? They got TVs all over here. But Lance has got the view of downtown, which is, I think our best view of downtown, if you want to know the truth. It is just gorgeous. And the course is going to be open up soon. It's light out. You can come on out here, play. It takes hour and a half, maybe, to play the nine holes. It's a great way to entertain. Great if you've got a corporate membership. Just awesome. So come on out to East River 9. Watch the Open Championship. Eat, drink. Let's go. This is a great day. We were watching it till 3 yesterday afternoon. It's 9 o'clock there, and they're still out there playing. It's just the perfect. You could watch.
Stays light that long?
Yeah. It was still light at 3 o'clock our time yesterday, and we're watching the Open Championship. Just great. Good, clean fun for the whole family. Dell, how much what did you think, your impressions from yesterday's round?
There was golf on yesterday?
Yeah, there was golf on. It's the Open. The Open Championship. Thank you.
If you can't even decide on the name of your tournament, I'm not going to pay
attention. They do change it every year.
Yeah, so, hey, I'm a millennial at the upper range of millennials. You need to...
Elder millennials, what you call them.
Oh, sure. You can use that, elder. Just let me know what the name is, and maybe I'll lock in. Until you do, branding is important. Open Championship, the British Open. When I was a kid, it was the British Open.
It was.
So let me know, and then I'll maybe lock in.
When I was a kid, Mama called it the British Championship, Open.
Yeah.
Mama called it the British
Open. Well, she never called it anything, but to your point.
She probably loved it. No. She was up early, probably at 3 in the morning watching.
Nah.
Back then, they didn't do this, though. Back then, they did not televise it at 3 in the morning. That's for sure. So we got the Open Championship going on. We got the rotation set for the Seattle series.
Uh-huh.
And it's interesting. We were talking about, you know, Hunter Brown not getting any time off. Well, Hunter Brown is giving time off.
Now.
Right, because he pitched on Sunday, and they're giving him a few extra days. Brandon Walter starts game one against Luis Castillo. Not the best matchup, I would think, for the Astros, but let's go. Lance McCullers Jr. against Evans and Fromber will pitch game three of this series. So Hunter is getting some extra rest. If they would have pitched him in this series, it would have been just like, well, he's just going with his regular time, and that's not the case. He is getting some extra rest. Not sure how much he threw during the All-Star break. That's up to them to make sure that he's ready for the second half. It sure would be nice to get Hunter back on track as Hunter Brown, as opposed to what we've been seeing.
It's not even nice. It's mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
You won't do squat. May not make the playoffs if Hunter Brown doesn't return to Hunter Brown form. It's two games. I don't want to freak out, but it's two games where he was very out of form. I mean, giving up runs early in the game and hit harder than he usually is. You know, you wonder if he's tipping or whatever the case may be. So, you know, he's got to. You really don't have a choice. Eric Geddy's not coming back anytime soon. I don't think you can't count on Christian Javier. I mean, he's made one start and wasn't good, so it's going to take him a while anyway. Luis Garcia, if he plays again, I'll be happy. We'll just see. So you just can't depend on those young guys who you have there who have, you know, done everything they can to hang on. Hunter's got to get it back. He's got to get it back. If there's anything wrong, anything physically that's troubling him, he's got to go to the – I'm not saying there is, but if that's the reason that he struggled at all, if there's anything physical, go get it looked at and taken care of and rest or whatever you have to do. But don't keep going if you're beat up, because there's just no – there is no Calvary at this stage at the pitching. We talked about it before. You can't trust Lance McCullers on a regular basis, especially at home. Hunter's got to get right.
Yeah. And we'll see. They have not announced what the it looks like they're going back to a five-man rotation. So it looks like these three will pitch again as they finish up this road trip and then head back home. But they haven't announced the two starters after these three. So you got Brandon Walter, Lance McCullers Jr., who is like 10 times better on the road than he is at home. So get Lance McCullers as many starts on the road as possible, as opposed to pitching at home, because he has been just terrible, terrible at home. So allegedly he will pitch in the Thursday, pitch Saturday and then Thursday at home against the Athletics. Maybe against the Athletics he can be all right. I don't think so though. Not the way he's thrown at home. If he pitches, you know, maybe they should have started Lance in the first game and then pitched him in the last game against Arizona on the road. So he gets two starts on the road as opposed to one at home against the A's. Yeah, he could have done that. Brandon Walter's got two starts on the road in this series. So we got that. Some other headlines from yesterday. T.J. Watt, 41 a year, 41 plus a year.
That's huge. I mean, he's making more than a lot of – I mean, that's quarterback money now.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
He's making more than the average quarterback makes.
Yeah, although those numbers are going to spike here. You just need probably one more deal to send it over the top.
Well,
like, yeah, he is the
median,
lower end.
Let's not say the average. The median quarterback.
The median makes. Price because, yeah, we're starting to really travel north of $40 million with quarterback.
Yeah. So, T.J. Watt, it finally comes to terms. He'll be with the Steelers for a while. Dame Lillard signing with the Trailblazers is interesting.
Yeah. That just shows me, that to me, that means he knows he's at the end of his career and wants to go back home.
Yeah.
I mean, he's, you know, the thought was Dame went ring chasing with Milwaukee. I understood it. That was fine. He's got an Achilles now. He won't even play next year. I think Dame just wants to be home. Just go somewhere he's comfortable. He's been there. I don't know if he has a family. I can't say his family is, you know, knows the place. I don't even know if he's married or has kids or any of that stuff. But he played there his entire career. So that's what he knows is home, and he's just going back home. And that's good for him, you know. I expect he's going to sit out this year, collect a paycheck of some sort for not having to do anything, which will be cool for him.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could tear my Achilles and just keep getting a paycheck from NFL and here. Well, I don't really want to tear my
Achilles,
actually.
For $42 million a year?
That's not the equivalent. You'd have to, like, break your hands and be unable to type or go blind so you can't view film and they will still pay you. It's not your
blind.
Achilles.
For $42 million, you would go blind.
No, not going blind for $42 million. What can I do with my money when I'm blind?
Let's say you're blind for a year.
Sure. Lance, this is beautiful. Like, I can't see it.
Dame's Achilles won't be torn his entire life. You're blind for a year.
Oh.
And they keep paying you.
Now all of a sudden.
I don't want one year blind.
Now all of a sudden you change your attitude. When you were a kid, you tried to go blind all the time.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
What else did he also attempt? Hairy palms? What else did he
do? What's here he comes. Yeah. We don't know what you're saying, John.
Yeah.
So tricky.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Now all of a sudden, I don't want to go blind.
I don't have any interest in blind.
You can't watch film for a year because you're blind for a year. But your vision will come back, just like Dame's Achilles
will
come back.
Not interested in blind. Here's the other thing. Dame's career is basically over.
For $42 million, I might go blind for a year.
Yeah, just for a year.
A year.
Okay, what if you couldn't drink Coors Light for a year?
I don't know
about
that.
Not a year, 9 months.
How about Carpath only every round?
Both. No drinking, no poker, no cart path.
For $42 million over the course of the
year. You can't play poker with a blind.
You can't play poker blind.
No.
Unless someone's whispering.
You can't play golf. You literally lose poker in golf.
Yeah.
You can't drink beer.
I'd do it for 1 year. For 42?
You can't drink beer, golf. You could end up drinking out of a spit can.
For 42, I'd do it. Sorry, Coors Light. Sales will plummet.
I wish somebody would give him $42 million and make him blind.
Yeah. 1 year. Just, I just got to wear My blinders for all the time.
No, what if they told you it's no vision, no blinders?
Blinders.
No, you're just without your
what
eyes.
If they told you blindness between 1 and 4 years?
No. No.
For
1 year, we said.
For $42 million?
No, Dame is only 1 year. What, I got to go 4?
Yeah, but he may not be able to jump high after this.
So. He's a shooter anyway.
So what? I don't have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, how about that? He's gone from athlete to just shooter.
Yeah.
He's
and
been distant shooter.
He's going
for a while.
Back to where his number is retired. They're going to build a statue of him there.
Yeah, this is just a going
it's
home
just,
thing.
That's all. He's
it's
going
not,
home.
To me, it's not any. It's yeah. not a anything. I saw the aggregation site, the Yard Barker thing. Dame chooses surprise. Dame Lillard's not a thing anymore. We got to stop acting like these hella old guys who are also injured going somewhere matters. They don't matter.
It's like Kevin
old
Durant.
Players in basketball don't matter anymore.
So Kevin Durant doesn't matter?
Yeah.
Well, he's being added to a young core.
Coming home.
He's being added to a young core.
A core
so
that
matters.
Got older with DFS, and of course Fred's still here.
They did, but they didn't get Clippers older.
No, but like four guys in the rotation are 30-plus years old now.
Yeah.
Rotation, yeah. No, I brought that up. But the
that's
difference
fine.
Is you also balance that out with 22-year-olds and 23-year-olds.
You also balance that out with one of the great scorers yeah. in the game. Yeah, I don't give a rat's ass about they're a little bit older. They take out a scorer now when they need it at the end of the games.
Yeah, but these other guys don't matter. I'm telling you. It depends. If you're an old guy joining old guys, it doesn't matter in the NBA. It's just a lot of blah, 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 talk, talk,
well,
talk.
Oh, yeah. Watch the Clippers. Watch the clip show.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, Bradley Beal's going. Oh, I wonder what they're going to do now with Brooke Lopez, who's 37, Bradley Beal, 34-year-old, 35-year-old Kyrie, 36-year-old James Harden.
Well, Kyrie's not there. Kawhi.
I mean, yeah, Kawhi. Same thing with Dallas. You know, Rich Paul was in town.
LeBron's going there.
At Trillburger, where Dallas.
Yeah.
Well, that's the rumor, but he really has a better chance in Dallas than in L.A.?
Yes.
I don't think LeBron cares about winning as much as people think he does anymore. I don't think he's going to Dallas because I think he just wants to live in L.A.
Yeah.
I
think that's ultimately
going
to be
I don't think he's going.
Is he coming out with another cartoon?
He is a producer. Movie
Spring
producer.
Hill.
Cartoons,
no, the Spring Hill thing is a big deal. Like,
except
he's
everybody's
got
leaving. Everybody's leaving L.A. to make movies in
it doesn't
Texas.
Matter. He's not a grip. He does not have to move. He's, that's where the production. A lot of the production
guess what?
Companies.
More expensive for a producer in
Spring
L.A.
Spring Hill is doing fine. Spring
is
Hill
it?
Produces a lot of digital stuff. Yeah.
Is
a lot
it?
Of those companies are. Yeah. That's where he lives. That's where he likes to live. I mean, he has enough money where he can still enjoy the weather.
I don't think
enjoy
so.
Nice stuff.
I don't think so. Nobody has enough money in L.A., trust me.
I don't know. 52.
Trust me.
$52 million just for a year.
He's coming up
not
on
even.
$800 million.
You know what?
He's the dude.
He makes a lot, but he spends a lot.
Look, yes, you, as the sort of common man as you are, yes, L.A. is expensive.
John stayed up late, I can tell.
But,
oh, I was at Goo Goo Dolls last
LeBron,
night.
No question,
I think he's fine.
Yeah. I'm like, this is late night drinking, John. I can already tell.
Goo Goo Dolls last night, it was excellent. Smart Financial.
I had something I had to go. I got the text from Shu. That would have been fun. Going
yeah,
over there.
It was great. It was great. Great show. Man, do they put on a show. So that was a lot of fun. Your boy Chuck
it.
Yates was there mm-hmm. with Phelan.
But only 3 hours, right?
Yeah, we only have to put up with it for 3 hours.
Yeah, we're not his friends. His friends got to deal
with it.
I
saw his Uber drop
whatever.
Him off whenever we were here, and I'm like, I feel bad for that Uber guy.
Which Uber guy? Here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but it was
had to be an Uber guy.
Had to be the slowest driver I have ever. Oh, my God. Can you pick it up, woman?
Oh.
Drive. Drive, will you? Drive me smooth.
Well, she was.
She was driving smooth. That's
the way too smooth.
Way
can you drive
smooth.
A little rougher? That's what I was looking for. Lloyd Howell resigns as executive director of the NFLPA. The scandal was a little bit more than he could handle. But then they gave him a vote of confidence, and then he said, oh, I got to get out of here.
His leadership
much.
Was a distraction, he pointed out. He would never want to be a distraction, so
see,
he decided to step
I'm
down.
So against that. I don't care if I'm a distraction. I just, you know
I'm
what?
I'm sure they told him he
yeah,
had to go.
He's got what ownership of an NFL. Like there's some real conflict of interest stuff here brewing, and he's got. Everyone knew he was going to go anyway. Just going a little sooner than later. That's all.
And then a couple of things, a couple of player deals. Rasheed Rice sentenced to 30 days of jail and 5 years suspended sentence.
And he's going to face an NFL a pretty. A pretty
four
strong
days?
NFL suspension. I think more than that. My guess is I have to see what the – you got the Deshaun. We know that Deshaun is 11. right? That's been out there. And then you had Justin Tucker got an 11-game suspension, even though he's not with an NFL team. So that's already been settled, 11-game suspension.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
Those are both similar offenses.
But there was loss of life
right.
for Rashee Rice's.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and leaving the scene. I mean,
we used to let that slide, Leonard Little.
Yeah, yeah, not so much anymore. I think that when people die
right.
and you leave the scene, I would argue that he deserves a year suspension compared yeah. to the other guys. I'm not saying what the other guys did was any less. You know, I'm not trying to argue. I would argue that you can't say that falls below when somebody died because of your recklessness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was loss of life there.
Yep.
So Rashee Rice, to me, should have at least 11, if not a full year.
Yeah.
You know? Well, we'll see. We'll see what the NFL does. Four seems like not enough to me, honestly, based on what happened. And he didn't take responsibility. Like, he literally left the scene.
I don't know if I'm
Hold
the family.
On. Let's clean it up. I'm looking at it. No one died.
No oh, one, she didn't die?
No. People were injured, and he did leave the scene, but no one died.
Well,
no one died in the Rashee Rice cars.
That you know
cars.
Of
no,
up to this point.
No, by reporting. So before,
is that an old? Is it posted from 23? Is that an old post?
Well, it's part of the story from yesterday, rehashing what happened.
Have they done enough research on that to
well,
know for
I feel
sure?
like they would figure out if someone had died. Maybe. I can't
say. Did anyone die in Rashee Rice?
I don't think. No one died.
Okay. It appears as though, and we got to do some more research on this, obviously, but up to this point, no one has died. So maybe it is four games.
Yeah, okay. Well,
that's getting him mixed up with Ruggs, I guess.
Yeah, I think you were. No, yes, it was an accident. He was involved. He left the scene. But thankfully.
It was racing.
Yes, and I can see one of the women who was involved talks about it. She survived. Yeah, no one died, but it was a bad accident, and they didn't really have any regard for the people around them.
And just
at any point, actually.
Yeah.
That was one of the things that really bothered
right
people
after
about
it. Yeah.
That's just 130 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, goodness. Did you learn nothing from Henry Ruggs? Nothing?
I know. That's crazy. And then you saw Shador Sanders going
yeah.
102 or
got
whatever.
Popped twice.
Yeah.
And then they.
Twice doing
and,
that.
And then they.
Everybody from
Georgia.
And then
Georgia. Emma Watson, too. 38-30. And they got rid of her license.
Wait, no. Well, she must have had other stuff.
Yeah, she had.
Wait, 38-30?
And they said speeding. 38-30
She must have had a lot of stuff.
Yeah, like the.
Was she John's Uber driver?
Wow.
I don't know.
I'd be pulled over every,
yeah,
like, Sky 2 miles.
Sky News broke it all down, and so she had all these points. I was like, this isn't a story that Hermione Granger lost her license.
She lost it here?
No, she lost it in the UK.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like 38-30.
Well,
you pull over Hermione Granger,
UK,
38-30.
The UK's rougher today than it used to be.
You say the wrong thing,
yeah,
and you go to jail.
You go to prison.
But she's at 38-30. You don't do that to a legend. You don't do that.
No, like, not to Hermione.
We wouldn't do that to Natalie Portman if she went 38-30.
No.
The cop's not, all right. Come with me.
Not to Hermione.
Yeah, not
she put
Hermione
England
Granger.
On the map.
Yeah, what are we doing?
No one even knew about England until Harry Potter came
yeah,
around.
Yeah, that's true. It is true.
It's true, very true.
All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here live from East River 9, love the place.
Isn't that the U.S.'s ex? Isn't that their ex? Yeah, I think they went out with England.
Yeah, back in the day.
A couple centuries.
Come on out and watch the Open Championship with us this morning here. Niall is already here, glued in. All right, to the Open Championship. Just doesn't get any better. So
sorry.
Here we go.
By the way, sorry I put involuntary manslaughter on you, Rashee
Rice.
Yeah,
you want to apologize?
Yeah, I did. I did just haphazardly throw involuntary manslaughter on him. Here's your manslaughter charges.
What?
Listen, if you involuntarily throw some stuff in your toilet, okay, Billy Brown is here.
Or voluntarily, like my kids did with the... With their wipes, like, why are y'all? Or it was paper towels, like, what are y'all doing? And no, it was Clorox wipes. And Snacks was the culprit. He just cleaned around the. My wife said, "Y'all need to clean up the bathroom." Just took all these Clorox wipes, wiped down stuff, and chunked it instead of the trash right next to it. Toilet.
That's why you should have never had kids. Okay, that's on you.
One of the many reasons.
That's just on you, and you can't blame anybody for that. Okay, except your own.
They got no home training.
Yeah. Your own lack of discipline. Okay, that's the only thing. Okay,
I did screw that up.
All right, your pullout game got to improve.
Wow, wow, oh, yeah. This is late night drinking. What are we doing?
I told you.
Time to talk about Billy.
20 minutes.
Time to talk about Billy Brown. Okay, and Billy Brown. Okay, he even makes the towels go down. Well, no, he pulled them out, didn't he?
No, he pulls the towels
out. They had to pull the towels out
yeah.
of the toilet. If you got kids, you're probably going to need Billy Brown.
Yeah.
So 281-488-6238. That's probably the most important phone number you'll have in your phone. Put it on speed. Put it in your favorites. Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Because if you got kids, you're going to need a plumber. I never needed, and we had the kid, and then all of a sudden I needed Billy like 3 times in 2 months. It was like incredible. But that's the deal. You never know when your plumbing's going to go bad. You didn't know snacks were going to be, you know, throwing towels down the toilet.
No, I had no idea. And, in fact, it was they had to come out more than once because at first they thought they got it taken care of, but it was so far out there they had to eventually pull. Yeah, it's just the whole thing. If you have kids, you're going to need a plumber. If you don't have kids, you're going to need a plumber. You need to have a plumber. You need to have somebody's phone number stored in your phone. It's aqueductplumbingcompany.com. Give them the phone number, John.
281-488-6238.
ESPN. 97.5. It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number.
Chauncey Gardner's back in the news. This guy hasn't played a game, and he's got freaking things to say about everything. Oh, my God.
Well, he's got a Super Bowl ring.
It was his issue with the – they didn't – for some reason, they just thought he was a problem. And he just said, for some reason,
yeah.
I was just fighting with a teammate in practice,
and they think I'm a problem.
And I was just being competitive. Like, yeah. Okay. Well, this time, he recently appeared on a podcast, another podcast. He's doing a lot of podcasts. I can guarantee you D'Amico's already annoyed. I have no doubt about that. He appeared on another podcast to clear the air on everything from his departure from Philadelphia. But there was also one thing, so it's the same podcast. It's one more thing he needed to clarify, the lingering tension between him and Taylor Swift fans. Quote, of course he started something with Taylor Swift fans too. Crazy because a couple fans said they've been following me since I was at Florida. The Florida alum said on the Pivot podcast. It was like, we don't like what you did, but I'm a fan of you. And they take a picture and go about our days. It's nothing malicious. I ran into a lot of them in Target just going to get some toiletry stuff. Who would know Chauncey Gardner-Johnson? Who would be in a Target and think, is that
unless he was wearing his jersey.
Chauncey Gardner-Johnson? Would you know him if you just saw him at a
– No.
If you saw him at a restaurant or any – I wouldn't know who he is.
Eagles fans might.
Eagles fans might.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he got into it. Saying Travis Kelce should have stayed with his ex-girlfriend Kayla Nicole instead of dating Swift if he wanted a championship. He shared a picture from the game with the caption, should have stayed with that thick... I think he just said sister. Why did they blank that? Why did they blank that out?
I think he said
out?
Thick ship.
Yeah, but it's four dots after. I don't know. Additionally, he posted a few tweets saying Swifty's going to be crying to Jason about this. And honestly... Honestly, respect her for not wearing Chiefs gear. I don't know who that was. I don't know who that was. But regardless, I'm going to go ahead and predict it. This will not be a quiet one-year tenure for him with the Texans.
It won't be a quiet, but it will be a one-year.
It will be a one-year.
Wherever he goes, he seems to, outlast his welcome.
Now, the Texans are not one of the and D'Amico doesn't – he really doesn't like that stuff and doesn't want that stuff. So I think they're willing to give you 1 year and deal with it. There's no way they didn't know. So I'm sure they have – because remember, everyone scouts these guys before the draft. Like, Nick knows all about who he is. DeMeco knows who he is. They've had draft conversations with him, more than likely, from DeMeco when he was at San Francisco 49ers. Probably knows him from talking to him, you know, before the draft at the combine or wherever. So they know who he is and what he is. He's a talented player who's just got a lot of extra baggage with him, and he's talented enough that you give it a run this year, and hopefully he doesn't. You know, he didn't cost you a second rounder like Stephon Diggs, yeah. So you just hope it doesn't sidetrack anything in the locker room or on the field or with the coaching staff, and then you hope you get a lot of good football out of him, and then you figure it out after that. I just have a hard time believing he's the kind of guy that DeMeco and the coaching staff are going to want there long term. He just can't stay in any one place.
Yeah,
and he knows that. He wears his welcome out. He knows that.
Yeah. Well. He just,
but he knows
it's not his fault.
It's not his problem.
Well, no, I know it's not his fault.
Yeah,
it's not his fault.
It's other people who don't know.
I mean, I'm just fighting my teammate, and they're like, "Oh, it's your fault."
Yeah, well, like, I guess because I'm competitive. Yeah, because I wanted to win, and we had a playoff game coming. Why are you fighting your teams
in the playoff game?
What are we?
How do you get ready for a playoff game except fight your teammate?
I mean, they win the Super Bowl. I mean, maybe he was on to something, I guess.
There it is.
Proof is in the pudding.
You started this segment trying to slander him. Why don't you apologize? Right.
Okay, I'd like to apologize for him for putting the things on him, too. This is now Rashee Rice. I've had to apologize. I've had to apologize to Chauncey Gardner-Johnson for winning a Super Bowl.
And that thing you talked about during the break that I won't mention.
You're being flagrant.
That's wingspan.
You're talking about me being flagrant.
It's an unexpected wingspan.
You need to.
Well, I did that one off the air.
You can't apologize on there for that.
That doesn't matter. You said it out loud.
You can't.
Niall's probably going to podcast it.
No, it was actually brought to my attention, and I was like, "Yeah, that is true."
No, it wasn't that. It was your suggestion that the people weren't human. Talk to your priest and apologize.
Yeah.
That's all.
I will. I'm glad Father Troy doesn't listen. Sad news that came out. I don't think we mentioned this yesterday.
Caden Clark?
No. Brian Braman.
Oh, Brian. Yes, we did.
Yesterday, we had a chance.
In passing, in the first segment, I believe you talked about
it. It happened while we were on the air.
So I remember how quick it was, the cancer. And
we did. Yeah, we did it on the air?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was really sad. Yeah, we talked about it.
Talk about a rare form that just went, holy cow. Just so sad. He was just a maniac on the field.
Texas A&M. He was
crazy.
He was a perfect example of a guy who can make it in the NFL. He was a great athlete. First of all, he tested off the charts. But he had that mentality that is special teams. Like in today's day and age where there's less – well, you still run down, but it's a different type of kick return. It's a different type of kick coverage. But he's a guy that was so explosive on special teams that he can make a team based on his special teams and his athletic ability alone. Like, dude, we got to have a maniac like that.
Yeah.
Man, he was fun to watch.
He really was. That's just a shame. And then Caitlin Clark out of the All-Star game along with – who's my girl?
Angel.
Who is your
from
girl?
Chicago? Reese? Chicago.
Angel Reese.
Haley
Angel
Van
Reese.
Oh,
Angel okay. Reese. She's out as well. I mean, nothing. Those two being out of this game, I can't imagine that the numbers that they're going to. I mean, the difference between they're going to see what Caitlin Clark
and Angel Reese mean to this
organization.
People don't watch the WNBA just for Caitlin Clark, okay?
I heard.
Also for me.
Yeah, also for you, Angel.
No, I mean two of the most prominent stars are going to be out. Like,
I mean, they're the biggest names in the game.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine what if LeBron and Steph Curry weren't playing in the NBA All-Star game? You probably wouldn't watch the NBA All-Star game.
Well,
you wouldn't watch it. Period.
Well, but there's a big difference. There are a lot of other stars in the NBA game. There aren't a lot of other.
Would
stars.
Would you watch it though?
I wouldn't watch it with them or without them.
What if Tom Brady, you know, what if you didn't have, for example.
Well, he never played in it.
What if you didn't have Matthew Stafford and Saquon Barkley in the NFL game? You wouldn't watch it.
Right. What if you didn't.
They don't even have a game anymore. But
Right. So, what if you didn't.
You know what they have? They have this. They have basically modified superstars, which is what I was calling for years ago that I wanted. I got my superstars T-shirt and. And superstars, for those who don't know, in the 70s and 80s, and I think it ended before the 90s.
They used to have
athletes from all sports come and compete against each other, and like there was a swimming event, there was a bicycle, you'd bicycle around a track, there was like a 400-meter run or 800-meter run where Moses, that's when I first realized Moses Malone was not good riding a bike. I was like, oh my God, I thought Moses Malone was the best at everything. It turns out he's not a good swimmer. He's not great at running. He's not very good at biking. All he can do is rebound. And they don't have a rebound contest in Superstars. But Superstars is like, they just had you do a bunch of stuff. And everybody, athletes from all over, because they weren't making that much money. If you had a chance to come win like $5,000 or $10,000,
yeah, oh, it was big.
Forget about it.
It was great. It was great.
Forget
now it would have to be like $12
million. Yeah, you got to.
You can win $12 million. I don't know.
To get them to lift a finger to do anything like that.
Anything.
What about an in-season tournament? How much are you going to pay us? Winners all get like $1 million? Okay, we'll play an in-season tournament. That's fine.
Yep. All right, we got a break. I got some interesting things from the Open that you guys might even like. That you guys might even like when we come back. I got to talk about the Golden Nugget right now. This coming Thursday, we're going to pick one person who can bring another person to our fantasy draft August 28th. We're going to be there August 28th and 29th, and we're going to do our fantasy draft at the Golden Nugget. We're going to have a listener fantasy draft. Dell is going to have a team. Mapes is going to have a team. I'll have a team. Lance will have a team. And we're going to pick four listeners over the next month to also have a team, and you get to bring somebody with you. So that'll make 12 people in our fantasy draft. And then it's up for grabs, and we're going to have some nice prizes as well. So we're going to do that. But the main thing is we're going to the Golden Nugget, and we're going to do our fantasy draft. And it's where you should do your fantasy draft as well. It is the perfect place. They've got packages available. Go to GoldenNuggetLC.com, GoldenNuggetLC.com, and see for yourself the kind of packages that they have for your group. Look, do it on the weekend, or if you guys can get there after work one night, boom, do your fantasy draft. It's only 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road, but they've got great packages. There's no better place for you. I don't know where you do your fantasy draft now, but it ain't the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Now with all the restaurants and the pool and the gambling and everything else, what a great way to do it. GoldenNuggetLC.com. Look at the packages available. Let's go. Let's do our fantasy at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles.
ESPN 97.5.
Now back to John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let me present a scenario to you two, and you tell me which you think is the better one, and who do you think played better? There's an Australian golfer named Ryan Peake. Okay, Lance just dropped his headset.
No, everything's fine.
He spent 5 years in prison for assault. He was in a motorcycle gang in Australia.
And he was it was cart path only.
I don't think that was.
Went on the path. Went on the.
No, course. He was with a motorcycle gang. Apparently, they beat someone senseless. Yeah. He spent 5 years in prison in Australia.
Okay.
And then, later, he got out, and he's so good at golf, he's qualified for the Open Championship. He's there.
Wow.
The other one is a Buddhist monk. A Buddhist monk who, he's a Thai golfer. His name is Saddam Kanjana. Mm-hmm. And he went to... He was playing and he was doing okay, but then he became a Buddhist monk, and now it's calmed everything down. Who do you think played better yesterday, a Buddhist monk or a convicted felon?
At the Open, it requires an aggressiveness. So you got the biker felon. However, I watched DeChambeau on one hole where he couldn't even get it out of the gorge, like it was terrible. So I'm gonna go with the monk.
You went with the monk.
Yeah.
Dell?
I hope the biker felon beat up the monk.
But he would be.
No, I know. But that particular style pissed off the biker fella, so he beat him up. And hey, we're here to play golf, not for that ohm stuff. I hope that's what happened. But I'm going to assume the felon played better.
You would be wrong. The monk. Monk played much better. He shot 3 under. The felon shot 6 over.
It's a real shame.
The monk is 3 under?
3 under. He's right at the top of the leaderboard. Yeah. Yeah. The monk is 3 under. Yeah.
For now.
For now. Tony, for now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see when the monk starts talking bleep to the felon. We'll see.
I mean, the game of golf requires you to have a level of calm. It can spin out of control on you. I would think a monk is actually suited.
Actually, it's helped his game.
To be a better golfer than somebody who has anger control issues,
right?
Is impulse
issues.
Just
beat the snot out of people.
Yeah,
yeah.
You have impulse issues.
Although,
golf is not your sport.
Tyrrell Hatton is at the top of the leaderboard. Brian Harman 7 under leads. Tyrrell Hatton 5.
What
Robert
does that
McIntyre,
have to do with
5? Your guy Robert McIntyre is 5.
That's not my guy.
What does Tyrrell Hatton mean? You acted like
Tyrrell
Hatton
is an English golfer. Yeah, he's a hothead. Yeah. Harris English, who is American.
Oh, there he is. Tyrrell Hatton looks like a hothead.
Yeah. Hao Tong Lee is 5 under as well.
Uh-huh.
And the Hogards are playing well. Rasmus and Nikolai.
Wasn't Hogard in Harry Potter too?
That's Hagrid.
Okay.
Oh,
is that a Hogard?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got a Jacob who wants to give you props. I'm not sure why.
Okay.
But
Jacob's
go ahead.
Jacob, welcome to the show.
Hello? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can hear you.
Oh, good morning. What's up, guys? It's been a long time, man. I missed y'all so much. I'm finally awake early enough to listen to you guys, so I decided to call in, say what's up. And this is what I meant, man, whenever I wanted to give you props last time. I mean, it's the middle of the off season, and you guys are giving entertaining, Hall of Fame-worthy radio. I mean,
see,
this is literally
the smartest listener we've ever had.
That's right.
Yeah.
This is a good caller. I remember him. He's a Hall of Fame caller.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep.
Yeah, you're even making Astros baseball sound interesting, man. It's awesome. I love it. I love it.
Thanks, buddy.
What?
Thanks, Jacob. And I just love that. He just calls in to give us our props.
Yeah, that's
as well.
The best
and that's what you all should do.
That's the best kind of call.
Yeah.
Actually, we'd like a lot more of those.
Yeah.
Today.
No. Call in right now, like Tony.
With only good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Tony or Keith or any of you that call in and give us. You know,
or if you never call
Dustin
in,
and
if
sources,
you never call in, and you've
Dustin
been suckling
sources.
From the entertainment teeth
yeah.
that we've offered you,
yeah.
then how about you say thank you for our service?
Thank you for our service.
713-780-3776.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
be more like Jacob.
Yeah.
Every caller should be.
What
more
would
like Jacob?
WWJD. What would Jacob do?
What would Jacob do?
Or what would Jacob say?
All right. So we talked about the monk who is the Buddhist monk who is 3 under. Scottie Scheffler is also 3 under. But there was a shot yesterday. I don't know, he's got a wedge in his hand, probably 100 out or so, and he put it and he sticks it really close. But you got to listen closely to what happened during this shot. They got a mic on Scotty. You know, there's that big boom mic that's by you while you're hitting. And listen to what happened while Scotty was hitting.
I mean, this is a great view of it here because so far above the green, downwind you can get onto this green, but Scheffler...
There's
so much to say about that shot.
It
sounded off the clock face.
Is that Scotty?
Let's stick to the golf. Just a little bit of wind from behind.
Just a little
just
bit of wind from
down
behind.
The green. And an echo as well. What a shot from Scheffler. And off the back of his tee shot in the 16th, that one there, this is...
Afterwards, he said, a little bit more wind than I thought.
Yeah. That was that was crystal clear too.
Yep. Yeah.
That's Rip City.
He ripped that.
That's
shot.
Rip City right there.
He
Dale.
Ripped that shot. Ripped it.
That's
just good
golf.
Stuff. See, you don't get that entertainment, Dell, in your stupid
college
NBA
football.
Or
no,
college
it's
football.
Ripping one in college football
yeah.
on a boom
what,
mic.
What are
no
you talking about? We had a guy in a bowl game who had. Obviously crapped his pants years ago on his
that's
white pants.
Gross.
Oh, that's not funny,
that's
John.
That's not entertaining.
It's not funny.
That's
to
not
watch.
Entertaining.
Well, it happened to a gator, so it's pretty fun.
Paul
funny
Pierce
for me.
Did that, too.
That was funny.
Yeah, but he faked a hip injury
yeah.
and it made it back out heroically.
Yeah. So there you have it.
Don't act like you've never been in that spot where you've Paul Pierced it and you're like, what am I going to do to get out of this?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Man,
yeah.
Not in a game in front of that, but you were somewhere you're like, oh no.
It happened to me at school, in high school.
Yeah.
High school.
You just say.
Ran to the bathroom and threw those shorts out.
That's all you do.
Yeah, but it was not.
Wait,
good.
The shorts? Yeah, the
your underwear.
Yeah.
Your underwear.
Not
yeah.
the whole shorts.
You
know,
did you get carried to the bathroom by two of your buddies like Paul Pierce
you,
did?
No, you gotta.
don't do that walk.
You gotta do that walk. That oh crap walk.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It's happened to everybody.
Yeah, no, it's. Yeah. I respect Paul Pierce for what he.
Yeah, no. I mean, he got a wheelchair.
I mean, he became legend. Yeah, he was like, and he came out of it with everyone going, oh my God, what a heroic. What a heroic performance this is.
Yeah, like Willis Reed hobbling back onto the floor. Paul Pierce, after he poops himself, coming back on the court. Just doesn't get more heroic than that, coming back from a poop on the court. All right, 713-780-3776. If y'all could be more like Jacob, that would be great.
Well, maybe Keith when we come back from break, because Keith apparently is called in at your behest.
Well,
so we'll see what Keith has to say about how great Keith, you guys are.
You know, if he doesn't say something stupid like Vanderbilt's going to win 20 games this year.
He called back in to my show because he didn't have enough of us slandering him. So he called back in to say, look at the schedule, Dell. I was like, yeah, I looked at it. And that's why they're not going 10-2.
For those of you who weren't here yesterday, Keith says Vanderbilt's going to go 10-2. All they got to do is go to Alabama and win. They got LSU at home.
They got Missouri at home.
Got to beat Texas.
All you had to do is say they have to play an SEC
and
schedule.
And they're Vanderbilt.
And
that's
Vanderbilt.
Enough.
Yeah, and they're Vanderbilt.
Diego Pavia. It's going
to do. Got to go to Alabama in a revenge game? Like, no.
No.
Come on, Keith.
Keith
is typically
just
sensible.
Talk about how smart and wonderful we are.
Yeah.
That's all.
Just do the heavy lifting.
All right. And you know what? Let HRMP do the heavy lifting as well. HRMP will do the heavy lifting for your business. HRMP is just, we love what HRMP does for us and our business, and they've been doing that. And makes it so much easier, people. If you're trying to do you're not a payroll expert. You don't know nothing about payroll. You're not an HR expert. You don't know nothing about. You're not a tax expert. You don't know. You don't know the Affordable Care Act. They have the Affordable Care Act experts at HR&P that are make sure that you're compliant, because you still got to be compliant with the Affordable Care Act. I don't know if you heard, but I do know that they do it for us. Then they do all of our benefits packages as well, although they don't make money off of it. But they suggest the right ones for us. Are you picking your own 401k? Are you picking your own insurance packages? Because you don't know. You don't know. They do. HRMP knows. Let HRMP do the heavy lifting for you. HRP.net, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5. It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9.
All right, East River 9 is the place to come hang out. Come on. This is a great place to watch this weekend. Bands, the Open Championship, the golf, pickleball, food, drink. Great. It's a sports bar. It just is awesome. Night golf, you can play. I mean, make your tee time to come here at night, okay? I know you got to work today. Oh, I can't play golf like you, John. I go to work every day. Well, yeah, you can. I don't want to hear any moaning and whining. You got East River 9 right here with lights. With your moaning, okay? Stop already.
What about my family, John? I go to work all day, and then I have to spend time. I mean, then I want to spend
Bring
time with
family
my family.
Here. Bring your family here. Bring your family here.
What my wife does? Yeah, you know what? We had this discussion about bringing your wife while you're playing golf. Were you in favor of that?
No, this worked. No, this is perfect because you have pickleball. You have
she's always texting me, asking me when I'm done. Table tennis.
You have the cornhole out there. You actually have a lot of stuff that you can do.
Yeah.
So while you're playing
an hour and a half,
they can eat and drink here. Actually, it works perfect.
Except
3-4 hours.
Can
not
I?
So much.
Can I do not disturb her when she's texting me, asking me how long I got?
It's a personal choice. Mm. Yeah. You decide that for yourself.
Can East River 9 put together a guidelines for when you bring your significant other out here so they won't bother you? Like, we got pickleball, we've got the bar, we got TVs. Well, put your phone on do not disturb.
No, that's for you to put your foot down and say, look, woman,
do you put your
we're
foot
not
down?
Doing this.
Do you put your foot down?
She's not listening. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you do.
Absolutely. I tell her, look, woman. Like, I'll tell her that all the time.
And then you hide.
And then she's
from her wrath.
And then she's like, yeah, yeah, there's not. It's not really a wrath so much as just I don't have football to – like, I can't just say I'm going to be at the office all day and just watch film. I have to be – you know, have to come home and deal with it.
You have to be present, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I could stay up there, but for what? What am I going to do?
But you do that most of the time, don't you?
And I can't play disc golf right now. I used to,
yeah,
but I don't really have any, like, I have no football stuff. I guess I could watch summer tape like everyone else is doing, but for what? I don't really want to do that. I don't go to the movies anymore. I used to go see movies all the time. I don't go to any movies. And I'm watching the studio. You got to watch it.
I am.
It is hilarious.
I'm going to download it.
The last four episodes are fantastic.
Yeah.
The episode where they can't figure out, they want to cast the Kool-Aid
cast. Is
it
Prime or Netflix?
It's Apple TV.
Apple TV.
Apple Plus.
I got that.
Have you seen it, Del?
I saw the first episode, Evan.
Where they have to – it gets better and better and better. And the last four are some of the funniest I've seen in a long time. They have to cast the Kool-Aid. You know, Seth Rogen, who I typically don't like, is head of the studio. And he's like got to – they got to – but, you know, they're trying to say – it's basically like inside, you know, things – who is it compared it to? Bun B and I were talking about it yesterday on the text. I asked him if he sees, because he's like a huge cinephile and watches all these shows, and he's great to talk. Cinephile,
okay,
fan of movies, and loves talking. Yeah, he loves talking about TV shows and streaming. Like he's really into good shows. And I said, hey, have you seen this? He's like, it's like Tropic Thunder, but from the studio's perspective, where it's that kind of satire, and it is. When they've got to cast Kool-Aid, they're doing a movie called Kool-Aid, but they don't want to have to do it, but Bryan Cranston, who's the head of the studios, make it, or who's the big boss, is making them do it. And so they finally get a whole cast, and then, oh, it turns into, wait a minute, can we have a black man? It's Ice Cube's going to be Kool-Aid. He's going to play the part of Kool-Aid. Can we have a black man playing the part of Kool-Aid? Is this a play into is this play into racist tropes? And it turns into a whole, oh my gosh, you are going to absolutely, it's one of the funniest things you're going to see.
All right.
Eventually they make their way to Ice Cube. He's like, what? Y'all aren't taking me out of Kool-Aid. I'm telling you right now, Kool-Aid is a black man and it's going to be played by a black man.
I thought he was a red man.
Well, he's a black man in a soul. You'll find that out when you watch.
Okay.
When you watch, you'll find out. Uh-huh. It's brilliantly written. I'd had listeners tell me you need to watch this, and they were right. It's really good. And there's a girl in there I'd never heard of. Dell's probably heard of her. Chase Swee Wonders.
I've seen her in other stuff, yeah.
She is hilarious. It's really well cast. Very, very funny. The four main characters, really five if you count Catherine O'Hara, are really great.
She's
really
great.
Good show.
Catherine O'Hara's great, too. All right, 713-780.
They eat a bunch of mushrooms they think are just chocolate. They just think they're eating chocolates, and then they are dosed to the bejesus in this last episode I watched. Like, oh, just watch it.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776.
Do you want to wait on this call from Keith?
No, let's get this Keith in. Keith, what's going on?
It's about us. We need to know.
All right, guys, I'm on. You can hear me?
Yeah.
Diego Pavia is 24 years old. He lit the cigar after beating Georgia Tech in the Birmingham Bowl. Virginia Tech and South Carolina early on, those are slow-starting teams that always lose early and they finish strong. Virginia Tech's lost to Old Dominion like five times in the last 10 years. Vanderbilt can be 5-0 heading into Alabama. Sure, they lose the revenge game. That's 5-1. And then I'll give you losses to Texas and LSU. They're going to win the rest of the schedule, at least go 9-3, maybe 10-2.
Oh,
they avoid Georgia, Ole Miss, and Florida. And all those other teams, Tennessee is no quarterback. They're way better this year. Pavia is 24 years old. Their coach is better than half the SEC. And they got renovations to the stadium. They've got money. You know, Vanderbilt's going
to
go 9-3.
Renovations to the stadium. You're using that, Keith, as a reason that
everything.
They're going to win? You think Tennessee can't recruit a quarterback? They just had Hendon Hooker 2 years ago. You don't think they can just get quarterbacks?
Obviously, 24 near 25, he's getting paid like a pro.
Keith. I can't believe in the year 2025 we're talking about renovations to Vanderbilt and a 24-year-old quarterback is what's going to do this. Come on, Keith. You're better than this.
I would argue that he's not.
Look at the schedule.
Yeah.
South
it's an
Carolina
SEC
schedule.
They got
Missouri. You think that's going to be easy?
Missouri's not very good. Missouri was a laughable playoff contender all year last year. They were getting blown out left and right.
Laughable playoff contender.
I've never heard that expression before.
They got to win.
Why don't you just tell us how good we are?
To the point about how good we are, Keith. You came in under the guise of we're going to tell you how good we are, and then you try to hit us with this Vanderbilt stuff again.
Okay, this is the best show on radio, Texas Hall of Fame radio guys from Temple, Texas. Dell. Dell is the Chris Bosch of the trio. Fantastic show. I'm going to call in the Dell show later as well to let them know how bad Utah State is.
More Vanderbilt stuff. Cool.
Thanks for the call, Keith. That was way too much Vanderbilt and not enough of us.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest.
Stop already.
It's a sliding scale.
You made your point.
It wasn't
the right way. When they're 7-5, then we'll talk again, Keith. Okay?
They're doing renovations to the stadium. Well, that should be a dub.
Hey, Keith, Vandy's win total set at 4.5. At FanDuel, by the way.
Is it really?
Yes.
Do they know that the quarterback's 24 and he lit a victory cigar?
And they had renovations to the stadium? Do they know that?
No,
Do they know that?
They don't even know about renovations.
4.5, that's their win total.
Have they taken renovations
really?
Into account?
Yes.
Keith.
They haven't taken renovations into account.
I would tell people to
play over.
Really? Only 4.5 wins?
Yes.
It does sound like they could do that.
Keith might be onto something.
Well, not to this level.
6-6.
Yeah, 6 is a win. 7-5 for Vandy is a great year, Keith.
Yeah. So
second worst win total in all of the SEC, just ahead of Mississippi State and tied with Kentucky.
It's not like they haven't been wrong before.
That's true.
But not
but to
by,
the level of
not by five and a half games
are going to be wrong?
But Keith, pick it up, okay? Get off that. You're, don't die on that Vanderbilt hill, okay? Because that's not where you want to die. Man. Just being all in on Vanderbilt.
Of all things.
Of all Vanderbilt. Places.
Maybe
go Georgia.
Something. If you don't want to go with the obvious, I get it. But Vanderbilt, maybe lean into, I don't know. In fact, the school he was trashing, Missouri, as a team who might surprise people and win more games. But Vandy, Pavia's cool and all, but he's the epitome of the college quarterback who's going to be an overachiever, but not to 5.5 more games as far as wins
Missouri was a laughable playoff contender.
I heard what he said. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I don't know why you would want to jump on them, you know, playoff contender. I don't know why you'd do that. They were laughable. You know what's not laughable is when you need a new air conditioner. Air Team is going to be on your side, though, and it's not laughable. There's nothing funny about replacing. Nothing funny about replacing your air conditioner. That's not. It's not funny. It sucks. You have to pay a lot of money. That just happens. But the Air Team experience for me was excellent. Excellent. We put in multiple air conditioners with Air Team. Just put in one this week. They are so good. So good. You get a great price. You're talking to people who are experts. Generations have been working at Air Team. Okay, now another generation is coming up and taking over Air Team. I love that. I love family businesses that stay in business for 30. I've got more than a few of them, the Chastangs, Brinkmans. I mean, it just is, it's so awesome to see doing multiple generations our McGrath Pest Control when they continue the legacy and continue to do great work. And that's what Air Team LTD does. So you've got any issue whatsoever with your air conditioner, there, I'm telling you, airteamltd.com, airteamltd.com.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.